Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
99.9 KISW. Text the men's room at 206-803-ROCK.
TV Time with Ted brought to you by Xfinity. Give them a call, 1-800-XFINITY.
You know it's Bad Choice Friday.
It's Bad Choice Friday.
You know it's Bad Choice Friday.
Hey, man, this is your fault.
Come on. Well, birthday celebration today on a Bad Choice Friday. One posthumous, well, one still alive. Rod Stewart, 81 years old. The tune, Do You Think I'm Sexy? And then also David Johansen. You know him as Buxter Poindexter. He would have been 75. The tunes, Do You Think I'm Sexy? And Hot, Hot, Hot. Mike, how was the voting?
Spirited, but still very, very one-sided with a 55-45 split there, Miles. When it came down to it, it's really cold outside. We're not feeling hot, hot, hot at all. We're doing a little Rod Stewart on a Bad Choice Friday.
Let's go.
Yeah. Welcome to the weekend. You are listening to The Men's Room, 99.9 KISW.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Cattle.
The debauchery rolls on. You're listening to The Men's Room with Miles and Thrill. 99.9 KISW.
Now for all TV news all the time, and it's time for TV Time with Ted.
And now, because your pathetic life is confined to countless hours in front of a talking box, The Men's Room presents TV Time with Ted.
Ah. All right, your choices today. You got the Jimmys.
Fallon and Kimmel.
Stephen Colbert, Seth Meyers, or Ted Smith?
Is it Ted or is it Late Night?
It is right there. The title is, guys have teams of talents and writers helping come up with their monologues each and every night. It is up to you to determine, is this an actual late night joke and from whom? Or could it be a The Ted Smith original?
Last month, just outside of Denver, a very popular weed dispensary and CBD store caught fire. On the scene, the fire chief said, quote, are people watching us? Feels like everyone's watching us.
The Ted Smith. Yeah.
Stephen Colbert.
Last month, just outside Denver, a popular weed dispensary and CBD store caught fire. On the scene, the fire chief said, quote, are people watching us? It feels like everyone's watching us.
New guidelines for alcohol consumption have been released by the U.S. government, and they say you can have up to 2 drinks a day for men and 1 drink for women. But stress, don't drink it for breakfast. In other words, no more brunches, ladies.
It means that's me.
Yep.
Yeah, that's me. Figured it's better than no tailgate beers.
They basically said, yeah, drink it, be social.
Yeah. It is funny that Dr. Oz said, well, it's a social lubricant. First time I heard that term was on Seinfeld.
Really?
Yeah.
I've heard it before, but yeah, it is. It absolutely is. Yeah.
In a new episode of his podcast, Kansas City Chiefs star Travis Kelce said that he won't make a decision for a month about retirement, and added he, quote, just wants to be a regular human for a couple weeks. You know, a regular human who's engaged to Taylor Swift and contemplating retirement at 36. Just regular dude stuff.
Foul.
Yeah, foul.
Myers.
In a new episode of his podcast, Kansas City Chiefs star Travis Kelce said that he won't make a decision about retirement for a month and added that he's, quote, just being a regular human for a couple of weeks. You know, a regular human who's engaged to Taylor Swift and contemplating retirement at 36. Just regular dude stuff.
Scientists say that jellyfish sleep a lot like us, and for the same reasons. They also ate a pint of Ben and Jerry's to themselves and lay on the floor.
Colbert.
Scientists now say that jellyfish sleep a lot like us and for the same reasons. They also ate a family-sized pack of fudge stripes and lay down on the floor.
I switched it. I should have read that one earlier.
Why is that?
Because you never hear me talk about fudge stripes.
I don't.
So I figured the pint of Ben and Jerry's might throw you off.
Oh, yeah. I got gotcha, you. I got gotcha.
But it's not sneaky if I don't do
but
it.
You're right. I do not hear you talking much about fudge stripes. We don't call you fudge stripe Ted.
Very underrated cookie.
They're okay.
No, I love them.
Really?
I love them. I don't know why.
I feel like you can barely taste
the fudge.
I don't
know if it's nostalgia. Well, it's not really fudge. It's just, to me, it's just chocolate.
It's just a hard brown thing on a butter cookie. Like, they're not bad. But I'm
it
like,
is nostalgia. Did you ever have those pinwheels that were like chocolate covered?
We go through those every year. Yes.
I don't like those.
So my grandmother used to get them, right? But okay. Those were like her cookies. So you couldn't really have them, right? But every once in a while, like, I don't know. Like we had a cousin pass away. So like we all got them. It was like, oh, grandma used to have them. But then like a couple weeks later, there was still some in my house. So I was like, I don't know that I really like these.
I don't like these. No.
Yeah, so you're right. Sometimes nostalgia, it sucks too when you go, like, if you've moved away from the city or the area you grew up in.
Oh, yeah.
Well, like, I'll go back to Maryland sometimes and go somewhere that I swore was the best. And I'm just like, it's not that good.
That's all right. Yeah.
You getting there with the green turtle yet?
Yeah.
No, I've been there for a while with that one.
Yeah, I mean, it's still fine, but
I think it's a chain.
It's not as good as
you remember. Just eventually, you know.
Burgers, cookies, still as good as you remember.
Yeah, right? Like, mm-hmm. I mean, it's funny. I had family in town, and, like one thing, like, my mom's still like, we got to get a bag of dicks.
All right.
And I was like, yeah, good call.
Was she still as excited as she was?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, good, good, yeah. Good. Didn't you say your brother was like, these are excellent?
Yeah. Well, he was trying to, he listens to the podcast. We have a brand new episode out, by the way. So when he was out here last year, he just wanted to do all the fast food, because when he was here the time before, he was with his family.
Okay.
So he had like real meals and stuff.
Real food.
Yeah, right. So he was like, I just want to eat the fast food I always hear you and Cobb and Matt talking about.
Where else did you go? Because to me, it'd be like Burger Master, Kid Valley, and Diggs. Like to me, those would be the
Taco Time.
Ooh, my God. I forget that that's not everywhere.
Yeah.
Right.
And then, right, we were driving down through Oregon, so we stopped at an In-N-Out as well.
Okay.
Yeah. I did a Del Taco down in California. I get the hype.
Yeah. I've been to a Del Taco. I don't know what I was expecting.
It just didn't quite
I think Taco Time's better.
Taco Time is. Del Taco is fine. It's kind of like Taco Bell with tots.
Yeah. And cheeseburgers.
Yeah. And then to me, Taco Time is just, I don't know, there's just different levels of stuff. But yeah, he was pretty impressed. Does everybody in here currently have a pet? You don't, Miles.
No.
I got 2 of them.
Don't you have to? Don't you do for a weird pet now?
A hairless cat? Years.
Possibly, sure. I'm contemplating.
Not just a hairless cat, but a feral one with a broken leg. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that hates humans. Right. Named Miles.
I've thought about it.
Well, good news. The first ever Pet Lover's Choice Award, meaning you like your pet.
Be very clear about this.
That's a weird thing with pet lovers. Will be held in Los Angeles on February 24th. Won't air live like some award show, but it'll get a primetime airing on national TV streaming platforms in early March. Let's see. It's first ever nationally broadcast fan-voted award show dedicated to honoring America's dogs and cats
And anyone's pet can be a winner. Gabriel Fluffy Iglesias will be your host with his new dog, Roka. You can enter your cats and dogs at PetLoversChoiceAwards.com. Cutest dog, cutest cat, senior sweetheart, athletic champion, most fashionable, best personality, and best rescue pet are the categories.
Okay. That's what, I read something about that a couple of weeks ago.
I'd give it to the dog that Mike's got coming up in headlines.
Oh, yeah. I was talking about that guy yesterday.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. That should be a category. Like, look at this amazing crap.
Yeah. Really cool. Annoying pets, but you still love them.
All right. So last night we had the VRBO, Vrbo, as they call it, which honestly, I have nothing to do with that company. I thoroughly like Vacation by Hooner. That's this website I've used for years. But they were hosting the Fiesta Bowl. So I think we'll start with 0-2 there, Mike. This was the end of the game. Basically, Miami just needed a field goal to tie it up. Looked like Ole Miss was going to win this game, but this is what happened.
The Canes within 3 yards of a game-winning touchdown, which would send them home to the championship game. Three receivers bunched to the left. Beck is looking that way. And still looking. Takes off running. Carson Beck with his legs puts Miami on top.
Now, credit to Ole Miss. They drove the field back down and got it down to about the 35 with 6 seconds left and threw a Hail Mary. Yeah. I know, look, it's clearly pass interference.
They don't call it
on Hail Marys.
NFL, college, you name it, they don't call it.
Correct. Me and my brother were talking earlier today. I think from that yard line, I would have run a little bit of a different play. Right? Because they threw a Hail Mary to the corner of the end zone, right? So you're basically adding two defenders.
Right. Back of the end zone.
Correct. Like, I would have run that to the middle of the field. Hopefully somebody tips it wrong or whatever. But a hell of a game. And credit to Ole Miss. Last year when they started this playoff, there wasn't that many close games. Ole Miss has been in two thrillers. So, I mean, just exciting football and good for those kids, right? Lane Kiffin left and this and that.
They also always forget about the hook and ladder. Sometimes that'll trick a defense. Like what Boise State did. You throw across the middle, somebody's racing right behind him, they pop it back, and he takes off.
I mean, I'm with you. I think Miami's defense is just so fast. So they went for it. But with that all said, though, again, I thought it was a bad play call.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Also kind of interesting, whenever you have these big bowl games, like a Super Bowl, there's always celebrities there. So Nikki Bella was there. Pat McAfee and his crew were doing, they do on ESPN2, they do like the sideline stuff. I'm sure they're doing it tonight. We all know what WWE is, but Nikki Bella was there, and I just like the reaction out of these guys.
Always been a football fan, Nikki, or no?
Always been a football fan. Raised that way.
What do you like about the sport so much?
This, the energy, competition. I mean, even though, you know, our fighting's a little different, we have predetermined finishes.
What? What are you talking about? Unbelievable.
What do you think about Cena's ending?
Unbelievable.
Were you a fan of Cena's ending and how that all played out,
I guess?
Gunther choked me out a month before that.
I'm still mad.
I mean, Mike, you can help me out on this. I mean, WWE now has a show on Netflix where they show you all the planning behind the scenes.
Yeah.
So, I mean, they don't hide it anymore that it's predetermined.
Correct.
Again, and I will always say that wrestling people don't come at me. It is a physical sport. It is a very tough sport, but it is predetermined.
Yeah, of course.
You know what I mean?
Yes, it is.
Yeah.
I mean, is any wrestling fan going to deny that?
No.
Yeah, like, come on. Yeah, we know.
Well, I think when you use, because I just use the term, day. Like, it's not a real sport. It's and they don't even call it, right? They call it entertainment.
It is entertainment.
But wrestling fans sometimes get a little up in their feelings.
No. It's an athletic entertainment. No one disputes their athleticism or what it is they're doing, but a sport does not have a predetermined outcome.
Correct. I do, like, guys fight through pain.
Sure.
There's injuries. I mean, we've heard Migs
all
talk
that
about
stuff.
It. Right. So I'm not taking anything away from what they do, but it's like.
Well, it's entertainment.
Right. But it's entertainment. It's
right.
Predetermined. You know what I mean? I mean, you know, when you look at regular sports, like, it's a big deal if somebody's caught cheating or shaving points.
It's huge.
Yeah. I mean, Pete Rose got banned from the Hall of Fame.
Exactly.
But again, great game. Tonight, you have the other semifinal going on right now on ESPN. That is Indiana taking on Oregon. Should be a good game. And then this weekend, you got a lot of NFL stuff if you're into it. Tomorrow afternoon, the first game is Panthers hosting the Rams. Come on, Panthers! Then you have the Bears hosting the Packers. Come on, Packers! I'm just cheering for lower sweet seeds to see who comes up.
You want to play the 49ers.
I don't want to play anybody else.
If the Packers win, they come here.
Correct.
But if something else happens, the 49ers have a chance for the third time to play the Seahawks this year.
I know. And then on Sunday, you'll have the Jags host the Bills, which is kind of an interesting matchup. Just Jaguars hosting a playoff game.
But I know. That's insane.
Then you have the Eagles and Niners. Sunday night, you'll have Pats and Chargers. Yeah, so check all that out. And also, Sunday night, you have the annual Golden Globes Award. Nikki Glaser, so host that one.
Okay. Thank you, Tim. We appreciate it. You're listening to The Men's Room.
The Men's Room returns with Miles and Thrill. Now, let's see what's happening in the real world.
All right, here we go. Man goes to a restaurant with his girlfriend, ends up in their promotional video. Then his wife sees it. Meanwhile, a Belltown drug dealer is busted, hiding his drugs where you would take a dump. Woman divorces husband after finding out he wears a wig. A drunk dad decides to let 12-year-old son drive his rig. And a dog in an animal shelter breaks out of the kennel, then unlocks the front door with his teeth and bolts. It is time for your headlines.
Yes.
Now, it's time to hit the headlines. Here's Mike Hawk.
All right, our top story. We go to Belgium, where bad decisions are good. Oh. Earlier this month, a local officer was working a DUI checkpoint in the area when he noticed a car behaving oddly. The car was approaching at a, quote, snail's pace, and when it finally came to a stop, it was dozens of yards away from the actual officers. On approach, an officer noticed that the driver seemed to be a little on the short side and arrived at the window to find a 12-year-old behind the wheel. But before you think that this was just some kind of joyride, his father was in the car along with him, drunkenly relaxed in the passenger seat and nonchalantly admitting that he had asked the boy to drive him home after he had too much to drink. Now, while this is not a very acceptable workaround for the issue, they might have gone along with it a little easier if the boy's two siblings weren't in the back of the car as well. And their mother, who was sober, had a legal driver's license.
Oh, no. Why didn't she freaking drive? God, I just saw the headline. So I thought it's a drunk dude and his 12-year-old son, but she didn't.
Nope, she's just back there.
I wouldn't almost be angry at her. Like, the one thing about being drunk is you don't make better decisions.
Correct.
Ma'am, you're sober with a legal license.
Now, not only is the father facing charges for entrusting a car to somebody not fit to drive, but the kid is facing charges for driving without a license, and the parents are looking at charges that were filed for a, quote, concerning educational situation.
I know it sounds bad. I would go after the mother harder than the father on this.
Well, yeah.
You got a punishment. Like, you got drunk and made a stupid decision.
You're the responsible one here.
We'll all pay the price for that. Right. But as an adult and who is sober with a license, like, you easily could have said, I will drive home.
And I mean, it's Belgium. It's not like it's...
Jesus, man.
Like, okay. That's what we're doing. All righty. Right here at home in Belltown, officers busted a drug dealer with a very appropriate hiding spot. Police on patrol spotted a car buying narcotics from the dealer and were able to catch up to the driver and bust him with the $60 worth of crack cocaine that he just purchased. The dealer's already known in the area, and they were able to pick him up as well and bring him to jail for selling drugs. He denied having any on him at the time of his arrest, though the officers warned correction staff that his claims could be false. And they were. They managed to find his crack in a rather fitting place, his underwear. That's where I find crack. He had 53 baggies of the drugs in his underwear, as well as $121 cash. He's facing charges. Hey, man, you want to smoke some of my butt crack?
He's already out.
Yeah, I'm sure.
Yeah, he's...
I'll be honest with you. If you smoke crack, you probably don't mind that it was in his crack.
No.
You don't. If you're smoking crack right, you're not worried about where it came from.
Zero Fs, man. Zero Fs. A Sicilian man has filed a lawsuit against a local restaurant after they featured him in a promotional TikTok without his consent. He's featured in the video enjoying his meal at a table with a lovely young lady, and it overall seems like a rather positive experience. But this isn't exactly just him not wanting the community spotlight, you see. It's because of someone else that took issue with him being in the video. His wife, who was not at the table with him. Now
if I'm the judge, like, the reason I'm going to throw this case out, legally speaking, you came here saying you're upset because they featured you without your consent.
Yeah.
Also, but your issue is that your wife saw. If your wife did not see it, you would not be making this argument. We already know that, so don't bother to lie to me, right? So that kind of gets thrown out.
If you're having an affair, don't go to a local restaurant, period. You might see someone you know. It could be your neighbor. It could be anybody.
Get a hotel and just have sex.
Yeah, just order DoorDash.
Now that his infidelity is on display for all to see, he claims the restaurant is at fault for his marriage crumbling and that he's been kicked out of his home. No, it's because you cheated on your wife.
And you're in
the restaurant at fault for that?
And I'm pretty sure you're in a private business. Like, you don't have any what's it, right of privacy.
No, right, you walk into their
public place.
Their place of business.
But just in case those stories have the bad taste in your mouth.
Thankfully, there's good news.
We go to lovely West Virginia where the door locks are weak. A local animal shelter posted a video to their Facebook page showing what they're calling a, quote, Houdini-esque hound making an impressive escape. We see the dog's kennel open in the first portion of the video, allowing the pooch to roam freely about the facility. But while escaping from a kennel isn't the easiest of tasks, the next step of his plan is all too well thought out. The dog makes for the front door, taking in the sights of the outdoor world through the glass before rearing up on his hind legs, balancing himself on the door handle, and he works the door lock with his mouth before he reaches the desired outcome, unlocking the door and making his getaway. In spite of his great escape, the shelter did post that he was quickly found safe and
sound. That's a smart dog. I don't know if you want to adopt that dog or not.
No. I like that dog because it's not mine.
You come home, he's like cooking eggs.
Door's wide open. Men's Room Sports, Ted said you got a whole bunch of sports to watch all weekend long. College football bowl games are on throughout the weekend. College hoops are on the big are a big highlight throughout tomorrow. NFL wildcard weekend dominates Saturday and Sunday. And if you want something local, the Kraken are in Carolina taking on the Hurricanes over on King and Kong at 4 p.m. Your Seattle Seahawks, unfortunately, are not playing this weekend because they're the number one seed and they got the week off,
yes,
baby.
Sir.
They'll be back at home next week. Wait on that one. As far as your weather, should be mostly clouds that we're dealing with throughout tomorrow, but that rain is due to show up for Sunday and for Monday. But that's about it. Temperatures sticking to the high 40s through the weekend. But fear not, next week should be more of what we saw today. It's going to be beautiful. So for your headlines with that, Mike Hawkinson.
Thanks, your bitches. Enjoy the weekend, man. Be safe out there. Pick up some Men's Room IPA from Black Raven.
Hell yeah.
Lovely Jolene's coming up here in just seconds.
Yes, indeed. It's all true. But in the meantime, well, we be all about this, biatch. So until Monday, please do what you do best. And for Aletha's sake, stay beautiful.
The Men's Room has been taped before a live studio audience. Wardrobe and makeup provided by Mantastic Limited. This has been a presentation of the Men's Room Radio Network.
Oh, man!
A Double Flush production.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.